Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I'm going to talk about no contact. Does no contact work? Well, of course it works. And it's one of the most powerful tools you could use when you're dating somebody or in a relationship with somebody and you're trying to send them a message, okay? A lot of times, when you are with somebody and you sit there and you talk about you don't like them doing this or they're breaking your boundaries or people take breaks all the time and then they come back to the same old relationship. When you do no contact, it's like it's basically a power struggle. A lot of people do no contact for a lot of different reasons. They could do no contact because they had an argument. They could do no contact because they broke up with somebody. There's a lot of reasons that people all of a sudden stop contacting each other. So when you do no contact, what you want to do, all right, is you have to hold out. You have to hold out. And no contact, yes, no contact works. It most definitely works, but it only works if you've put enough time into that relationship and built enough of that bond with that person for it to work. See, a lot of people, they'll do no contact, but they haven't really put in the time with that person. So when they do the no contact or they stop contacting them, sometimes they don't hear from that person again because let's say they only dated them a few times. So that person losing you, it really doesn't affect them much because they haven't really built that emotional bond to you. But when you've been with somebody and you've built that emotional bond, okay, you've gotten to know each other, you've experienced different things with each other. When you go no contact, that person is going to feel it. Now, it all depends on why you stop talking to the other person, okay? If you were in a relationship that was pretty much crumbling down and you went no contact, you have to look at the reasons the relationship started to fall apart. Sometimes the other partner could just check out. Sometimes the other partner is just so unhappy for whatever reason it is, and they could just check out and you could do no contact and that person may not come back to you. But if you were in a good relationship for the most part and that person does care about you, if you do no contact correctly, that person more times than not will come back. But the problem with the no contact rule is that sometimes you break it and it ruins the whole effect of it. Let's say that you have an argument with somebody and you say, you know what? I don't want to deal with you. I'm out of here, whatever. And it's like, you know, a little time goes by, maybe a week goes by or 2 weeks go by and you break and you text that person and you say something to them like, how are you? Are you okay? Everything going all right? You know, because you miss them and maybe you haven't heard from them. When you do that, when you break and contact them instead of holding strong, you give away all of your power. And now that person knows, I got her. I got her, okay? She's ready to bust. She's using a lame excuse to see what's going on with me, but basically she still cares. So she's looking to come back into my life. So by you contacting that person knows the ball is now in their court. They have you, okay? So when it's reversed, and let's just say you do the no contact and that your partner contacts you, okay? If you just take that person back very easily, what you're doing is you're training that person that, yeah, you got mad, you did the no contact, and all they had to do was a phone call or text, and you're seeing them very easily. If you're making it too easy for them to come back, what happens is they come back, and maybe they're nice for a little while, a couple days, a week or two, but then they fall back into their old ways. Why? Because there was no consequence. They figured, okay, you got mad about something, you gave him a little bit of the silent treatment, you stepped back a little bit, and they knew that they could just call or text you, and there you were, old reliable, ready to take them back no matter what they did, okay? If you're going to take somebody back, number one, you have to say to yourself, is this person really sorry for whatever they've done? And there's different reasons you should take somebody back or you shouldn't take somebody back, right? Because certain people, they have fights, they break up for whatever reason it could be. So you really have to weigh out how bad was it, the argument, and what caused the argument. And could this person, you know, adapt to the boundaries that you set so that they don't keep breaking your boundaries and you keep taking them back? Because each time you take somebody back, you guys, like there's people that take people back 3, 4, 5 times. They're together like 5 years and they broke up 6 months here, 3 months there, 2 months. Every time you do something like that, what you're doing is you're telling the other person, I'm not going anywhere. You could pretty much do whatever you want and always come back into my life. Yeah, I may bitch and I may moan, but I always end up taking you back. There's never that threat that you are going to walk away. And the point I'm trying to make is when you don't have that threat, when they see that there is no threat, that they could really lose you. Okay, now it doesn't matter what you say to them because people talk all the time and say, you better not do that. And yet they still allow their partner to break their boundaries. You have to mean it. And the way you mean it is by walking away. You give a person one chance. Okay, you give them one chance and you let them know, you know, that you are not going to accept them breaking your boundaries, and you have to let them mean it, because I'll tell you why. Each time you keep, you know, accepting their apologies, or they come back and they love bomb you and they tell you, oh, I miss you so much. I can't stop thinking about you. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. You know, just give me another chance. Every time you keep taking them back, they know that they could keep repeating this behavior. It becomes a pattern. Now you're stuck in a pattern, okay? And when it comes down the road and you really do mean that you're going to walk out, they're not going to take you seriously. Believe me when I tell you, they're not going to take you seriously, all right? So that's why I say when you threaten somebody, you better mean to follow through with the threat, whether you're going to leave them or whatever you're going to do. But when we talk about the no contact rule, here's how it works, you guys. When you have no contact with a partner, the person that holds out the longest, that can really hold out, is the one that's got the power in the relationship. Remember that. Remember that. And you have to, if you want to be treated with respect and you're dealing with somebody who's been disrespecting you in any way, shape, or form, you have to be the one to hold out, okay? Now, if you're in a situation where you're at fault, that's a totally different situation, all right? But if it's not your fault and you're doing a no contact thing, you can't do no contact and send a text and ask them, you know, how you're doing. You don't send a text and say happy birthday if their birthday comes, all right? Because then you're ruining the whole effect of the no contact. You want them to feel the loss. You want them to understand that your word means something, okay? Because if they don't take you seriously, they won't take seriously whatever kind of gripes you have in the relationship or any boundaries that are broken in the relationship, and you will have to accept that. Because when you break the when you break the no contact and you start contacting them or calling them, you're showing weakness. You're showing desperation. And I don't care if you use the excuse and you say, well, you know, I just wanted to make sure they were okay. I hadn't seen them, you know, on social media, so I thought maybe something happened. Nothing happened to them 99.9% of the time. They're fine, okay? But when you do that, it shows such desperation. It shows, and it also shows that you're stalking them and you're watching them. You want to show that other person that you can move on in your life. That if you had to take off and start over again, you could do it. But if they feel any sense of desperation on your part, because they could sense it, you guys, if they see any kind of weakness on your part, they are going to know that they have got you. And when a person knows that they have you, that you're really sweating them, or you're really worried about losing in the relationship, then they have the upper hand. And you don't ever want to give the other person the upper hand, or you don't want to give most people the upper hand, because a lot of people will take advantage of that. So you have to hold out. Now, a lot of people I know that have broken up and they've done the no contact, if they really hold true to the no contact, I would say usually within 2-3 weeks, that person will be contacting you. I've seen it happen time and time again, but it really depends on the relationship you had with them. And when I say that, I mean how long you were going out with them, how much did you take from them, disrespecting you. You know, a person sees by how much you take, they know how much you will put up with. So people test you in relationships. They always test you. They'll test you by, let's say, you know, telling you they're going to call you that night and then they don't call you. And then if you're very receptive to that and the next day you make like nothing, like, oh, that's okay, you know, then they know that you have loose boundaries, which means that you're not going to hold them accountable to what they tell you. That's one small test, okay? Then the next test will be where they stay out all night. And if you're the type of person that is, you know, not going to call them out on it, that they stayed out all night and didn't answer your calls or texts, and the next day you were talking to them and, you know, you didn't want to start any kind of riff with them, and you were, you know, just talking to them, and maybe you just asked them what happened or whatever, and they gave you some lame excuse like, you know, oh, I fell asleep at like 8 o'clock and it was a Saturday night, all right, then you're looking like, you know, you're looking very naive to them, and they're saying to themselves, I could pull one over on her, and the next time they know that they can cheat on you. There's little tests along the road that people will test you, and I'm talking about females to males, all right? Men will test women. It goes the other way sometimes too, or partner to partner. But in this scenario, I'm talking about how men will test women to see how much they can get away with. Another good example of that is when a guy is texting other women on social media. This happens all the time, all the time. And if they give you an excuse and they say, oh, well, that's just a friend, and it looks more than just friends, or you see there's a little bit of flirtatiousness going on the social media, you need to pay attention. You need to be attention because you could be played as a fool. This is how they could be testing you, all right? So you have to be aware of these things, you guys. And when you do the no contact, the reason that I'm talking about how this all relates is depending on how your relationship has been, you know, you have to really know the game and know how people play the game and how people will know how much you'll accept and how much you won't. There's some people that won't accept any bullshit whatsoever. In other words, if you tell somebody that you're going to call them at 9 o'clock and you don't call them at 9 o'clock, I got news for you. You won't hear from that person the next day. All right. When you try to contact them, they won't want anything to do with you. Now, that's the extreme. That's somebody that really doesn't put up with nonsense. And then you have people that do accept that. You have people that you can tell them that you're going to do that and you don't do it. So when we're talking about no contact, already when the relationship has ended and you're about to do no contact, they have a pretty good idea of what type of person you are, whether you're a very laid-back person about things or whether you're the kind of person that takes no nonsense. And generally, they're going to see if you're the kind of laid-back type of person that's always been more invested in the relationship and let things go, they're going to think that you're going to break during that no contact. So that's even more reason for somebody like you to hold out. When you hold out on that no contact, you are showing them such strength. You are showing them that you value yourself. You are showing them that you won't allow somebody to treat you beneath the way you should be treated. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. But see, this is a problem with a lot of women today. A lot of women are emotionally weak, and they're calling these guys after these guys have cheated on them, after these guys are juggling them among five other women, after these guys have ghosted on them, after these guys have played games with them, after these guys have finally slept with them, and the guy disappears and he comes back 3 weeks later only to try to use her again, to sleep with her again, and he love bombs her again. All right? So, you know, you have to have a backbone, and you have to not be able to, when you start to see games, then you know you're dealing with somebody who's playing game on you, okay? And number one, you shouldn't deal with anybody who plays, if you're looking for a relationship, okay? We're talking about somebody that's looking for a relationship as opposed to somebody that's just looking to, you know, have fun. That's totally different here. But if you're dating somebody and you go no contact with them, all right, like I said, you have to hold out. You have to hold out. And when they come back, if you want to deal with that person again, depending on what your relationship was when it ended, okay, but you still like that person, you have to hold that person accountable and you have to let that person know, you know, when they come back to you and they say, I miss you, or, you know, can we try this again? You have to say, that's fine, but you know what? I want to see it with your actions. You have to show me that you're consistent. You have to show me that, you know, we're going to move forward with something. And you have to go by their actions, not by what comes out of their mouth. Because what, like I've said 1,000 times, you guys, it doesn't matter what comes out of someone's mouth, because people are always, you know, they're always talking nonsense. Words mean nothing. I got to say that like 5 other times for so many people to get. Words mean nothing. I don't care if they tell you they love you. I don't care if they tell you I made a mistake. I don't care if they gave you 1,000 excuses. Show me. Show me with your actions. Show me that you're consistent in seeing me. Show me that you're consistent in contacting me on a regular basis and getting on the phone. Show me that you make me a priority in your life and you're not just making excuses. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. Don't, when somebody starts giving you excuses, you have to watch out because this is what they do. You can't be gullible and believe everything that people tell you. This is, you know, that's why you have to hold your own. And instead of going by what somebody else is telling you, you have to go by what is your standards. What are your standards? How do you want to, you know, approach somebody to date them? What, how do you want to be in a relationship? It's not so much everything about, you know, everything's got to be around their schedule. It's got to be around your schedule as well. And it's got to work and it's got to blend. So that's how you got to look at it, you guys. So when you do the no contact, you have to do it and you have to do it cold. I mean, you have to drop that person cold. No calling, no texting, nothing. Until that person realizes that you mean business. You mean business. And when you do finally hear from them again, you can't just, you know, sit there with open arms like, oh, yeah, I really missed you too. And you know, I was waiting around for your call. And when am I going to see you and everything like that? And, you know, I was counting the days. When you do things like that, you guys, you show such desperation. People just will lose respect for you totally, totally. When somebody contacts you after you've done a no contact, you have to be very indifferent, okay? You have to be indifferent and you have to think about the reason that you did the no contact. Why did you do the no contact? Because obviously they did something that you didn't like. So you went no contact. Remember the reason that you went no contact. What did that person do to cause you to have to go no contact with them, right? So, you know, don't just throw that out the window, you know, just because all of a sudden they start calling you again and it could be a month later even, or whenever they decide to come back into your life, you could go no contact with them. They could end up going out with other people and maybe things didn't work out with them there and then they come back to you. So don't be so welcoming like, oh, you're back. Oh, yeah, I missed you. And oh, you know, oh, he says he really misses me, okay? You have to go slowly and say, okay, you know, depending on why we went no contact, if we're willing to work on the relationship and we're willing to move forward, these are the terms in order to how we can, you know, mend this thing and move forward. And you move slowly. The minute that person breaks that boundary again, that's when you have to let go. That's when you know that this person that came back was not serious about what you were saying, about them breaking your boundary. And that's when you have to say to yourself, it's going to be the same pattern again if I keep taking this person back. Okay? I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. Have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.